CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Dearly we pay for what we possess, said the philosopher. He might also have said, how dearly we pay for what we are possessed by. For just as we are owners, we are also owned. Some of us belong literally or figuratively to others. But for most of us, there may be a much more subtle form of slavery. So many of us are ruled by ideas we do not understand, passions we cannot control, and habits.
Why are you pointing that pistol at me?
I'm going to kill you.
What do you want? Money? Is this a holdup?
You know why I'm going to kill you.
No, believe me, I don't.
You threw me over for her.
You got me confused with someone else.
Oh, no.
Believe me.
No, Spencer, not you. You're one of a kind. There isn't anyone else like you in the whole wide world. Mystery drama, Bring Back My Body, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Kim Hunter. I'll be back shortly with Act One. According to Miss Willa Cather, who in her day wrote quite a few good ones, there are really only two or three human stories. And they go on repeating themselves as fiercely as if they had never happened before. Well, why not? Human beings never change, do they? Down through the centuries, haven't we witnessed repeat performances of the same mistakes, prejudices, passions, hopes, fears, over and over again? And of course, the same crimes.
And your first name is Writing?
Tabitha.
Tabitha? Are you named for anyone?
Tabitha.
Who is she?
The heroine of a novel.
Tabitha?
It was some long-forgotten early 19th century novel.
Oh, for any particular reason?
My mother was an incurable romantic.
Do you consider romance a terminal illness?
No.
Then why do you call it incurable?
Did I say that?
Yes.
Actually, that's what my father called her.
Oh, he didn't approve her being a romantic.
No.
Why not?
Doctor, I didn't come here to talk about my parents.
Did your father like the name Tabitha?
He hated it.
Why?
Well, as I understand, she was supposed to be a sort of liberated woman for her day.
And your father didn't approve of liberated women?
He said to my mother... Why did you insist on naming my daughter after a harlot?
I gather your parents did not get along.
But they've been dead for many years.
Did they approve of you?
I was a disappointment. Father wanted a pal, and mother wanted a poet.
And you couldn't satisfy either of them.
Doctor, your meter is running at the rate of $100 an hour, which breaks down to $1.67 a minute. I've been sitting here for exactly 4 minutes. For a total so far of $6.68 and counting. And we have not said one single word about my problem.
What do you think your problem is?
I know what it is. I am being possessed.
Possessed?
I'm being taken over, owned, ruled by someone else.
Who?
I don't know. But that's somebody else. From time to time... takes complete command of my person. I'm filled with urges and desires that are absolutely foreign to me.
Urges and desires to do what?
Kill.
Anyone in particular?
A man named Spencer Whitlow.
Who is Spencer Whitlow? What has he ever done to you?
Nothing. I don't even know him.
Yet you have an urge to kill him?
I don't have the urge. For somebody who takes over my brain, my body, my psyche, that someone wants to kill him.
When was the last time you had a complete physical examination?
2 months ago. My company has the most comprehensive medical plan. They couldn't find anything wrong.
What company do you work for?
I'm a designer for Spurrier Pollard. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Well, I'm familiar with many of the prominent names in the fashion industry, but I can't say that I've heard of that.
Dr. Spurrier Pollard is one of the world's largest construction engineering companies.
Mm-hmm.
I design transmission systems and pressure vessels for oil refineries.
Beg your pardon.
You should. Well, Doctor, we've just passed the 6th minute and the 10th dollar. Where do we stand?
What do you expect me to do?
Operate.
Operate?
Psychically.
What does that mean?
My mind is being invaded by some sort of alien force, some psychic infection. Remove it.
How often do you get these attacks?
Now? Oh, several times a week.
Describe what happens.
I'm aware of sudden pains in my head, my fingers, and my knees. And then, slowly, I'm overwhelmed by anger, hatred. A name seems to explode in my brain. Spencer Whitlow. I have an irresistible desire to kill him. I try to fight it, but soon I black out.
You faint.
I disappear. I, Tabitha Riding, am no longer in my own body. It is the property of somebody else. And then after a while, that someone returns my body to me. And I'm back home.
Where had you gone?
I don't know.
Well, how can you be sure you'd been anywhere at all?
Well, the last time I returned, my clothes were wet. I looked through the window. It was raining. Therefore, I must have been outside. Can you cure this condition in a month?
Why do you say in a month?
That's when my leave of absence is over. I simply cannot risk having an episode at work. I have enough problems there, just being a woman.
You're not married?
No.
Do you date?
No.
Why not?
I've always been self-sufficient.
I should like to be present at one of those seizures.
Well, it can happen any time of the day or night.
Doesn't matter. Call me.
It's Tabitha Riding. It's beginning.
Tell me exactly what's happening.
I hurt my head, my fingers. I'm cold. I'm freezing. And now.
Yes, now.
I'm starting to lose control.
Of what?
Everything. Something inside me wants to obey me. My hand, it doesn't want to hold a telephone. My lips don't want to form any more words. The room is starting to spin. Around.
Hold on, Miss Riding. Try to hold on.
I'm losing control.
Fight it. Try to fight it.
I'm losing control.
I'll be right over. Miss Riding. Miss Riding. Miss Riding, it's the doctor. Where are you? Miss Riding. Where could she have gone? Officer.
Yeah?
Officer, I'm looking for a woman.
Aren't we all?
Well, slender, dark-haired, about 40.
Buddy, those are the best kind.
Officer, I am a doctor. She's my patient. Have you seen her?
What would she be doing out on the street at this hour?
What was that?
It came from around the corner. Sounds like glass being broken. I better have a look.
You were right, officer. It's this shop window.
Edwards and Simon. Antiques. I know the old guy. Now look. It is a brick somebody used to smash the glass.
Why? There's nothing in here but odds and ends. Bric-a-brac.
They'd do it for kicks. I don't even believe they took anything.
Wait a minute. Look at this. Blood.
Yeah?
Whoever broke the window must have put a hand through there. He cut it in some of these jagged fragments. So something must have been taken.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get on the horn and report it.
It's Riding. It's you.
What do you want, Grandfather?
Miss Riding. Don't you know me?
Never seen you before in my life.
But Miss Riding...
Why do you call me Miss Riding?
I must talk to you.
I think you have me mixed up with somebody else. Grandfather.
It's important that we go somewhere and talk.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Listen to me, please.
No, you listen. Just because I'm out on the street alone at night, it don't signify I'm looking for a man. What do you take me for?
A Miss Riding.
And if I was, what would I do with a dried
Miss
up...
Miss Riding, this is the exact moment for us to talk.
Get away from here.
Let me try to rouse you from this...
Oh, call us on the watch?
The watch?
You heard what I said.
Listen. Just listen. Don't move. Listen. Think. Concentrate.
I don't need the watch. I can handle you myself.
Stand absolutely still.
You see this?
It's a pistol.
Now go.
An old-fashioned pistol.
No, it isn't. It's the latest kind there is.
Miss Riding, try to think.
It's got a percussion cap instead of a flint.
Miss Riding.
Start walking.
You must try.
Because I'll start counting.
Think. Try to think.
And when I reach three, I'm going to fire.
I'm only trying to help you.
One.
All right. All right. Just don't shoot.
Start walking. Two. Three. And the next time I see your ugly face, I won't miss. Just a minute. Oh, Doctor, it's you.
Miss Riding.
Please, come in.
Where's the gun, Miss Riding?
The gun?
The pistol.
What pistol?
The one you fired at me.
Doctor!
I thought it was an antique. It looked like an antique, but it could shoot. You don't know what I'm talking about? You don't remember being out on the street just before?
No. Was I?
And you don't remember meeting me?
No. Did I?
You were speaking in a voice that was harsh. I would say it was that of an uneducated woman. You threatened at first to call the police, but you didn't say police. You said the watch. Now, why the watch?
I don't know.
It's what the police used to be called before they became the police. They were just watchmen. But what do you know about antique firearms?
Nothing. I'm not aware of any of this.
You know then that you had a seizure.
Oh, yes.
You remember calling me just as it started?
Yes.
Tell me everything that happened and go as far as you possibly can.
I called you. I could hardly make it to the phone. By the time I'd finished dialing your number, I was in agony.
Describe it.
Terrible pains in my head, my fingers, my knees. And then I lost all control of my mind and my body, everything. The next thing I knew, you were ringing the bell just now.
You don't know where you went?
No. I'm terrified. Suppose I'd encountered Spencer Whitlow. Doctor, what's going to happen to me?
Miss Riding, your hand. I just noticed your hand.
What's wrong with my hand?
Let me look at it.
It's bleeding. Doctor... Why is my hand bleeding? If she's the one who broke the antique shop window, that might account for it. But why should Miss Tabitha Riding, a most conservative construction engineer, employed by a most conservative construction company, go about smashing store windows in the dead of the night? Even if an eyewitness could testify seeing her commit the act, She could still swear it was somebody else. Perhaps we may meet that somebody in Act Two once again. Tabitha Riding, and she is named for the heroine of a long-forgotten 19th-century novel. And yet there is absolutely nothing romantic about her. She is a quiet, serious lady who has gone in for engineering. Indeed, she is what used to be known as a spinster. Back in those days, when there was a faint aura of derision associated with that condition. But there is another side to her, perhaps. Even another life, of which no one, not even she herself, is aware.
Does the hand bother you?
It just stings a little, Doctor. You're quite good at dressing a wound.
Well, it's hardly a wound, just a few deep scratches.
Who, what could have wounded me?
That's what we have to find out.
We only have a month.
A month?
That's when I must return to work. If I display this kind of conduct in the office, I could lose my job.
If I were you, Miss Riding, I wouldn't worry about my job. I'd be concerned for my life. You remember me, officer?
Yeah. You're the doctor that was out looking for a woman last night. Did you find her?
Yes. And they told me at the precinct you'd be having coffee here at this time.
That new sergeant, he knows every move you make.
That smashed window of the antique shop.
Well, what about it?
What was taken?
Old man Edward, he sure came running down there that night. I thought he'd throw a fit.
Did he have much of a loss?
We only swiped one thing on him, a pistol.
A pistol?
Yeah. One of those old-time, what do they call them? Horse pistols. It was kind of valuable, though.
It was?
Yeah, the old guy was sounding off about it. The big deal was it was the first pistol that used a percussion cap, which had just been invented to replace the flint.
Yes, the pistol. Now, was it in firing condition?
The old guy said, yeah. And he keeps them all in A1 apple pie order. Enhances the worth. Although, if the thing is so valuable, why do you leave it laying in the window? I gotta hit the street.
The pistol, Miss Riding.
I told you, I don't know.
But you broke the window, and you stole it.
Well, that may be true.
It is true.
I was not aware of what I was doing.
Which places me in a rather awkward position.
Why?
You broke the law. I have a duty as a citizen.
You also have an obligation as a doctor.
I'm not obligated to protect the criminal. Let's see how far we can go. Now, while you're having these incidents, we know you're aware that you must kill Spencer Whitlow. Now, are you aware of who you're supposed to be? For instance, what's your name?
I think it's Tabitha.
You mean you are still Tabitha Riding?
No, I'm Tabitha somebody else.
Tabitha who?
Just Tabitha.
Your mother named you after a heroine, Tabitha, of a 19th century novel.
Yes.
Was that also the name of the novel?
I think so.
What can you tell me about the book?
I told you I never read it.
Would you have a copy of it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
Well, my parents are dead. And there was so much stuff, I couldn't keep everything. I gave it away.
To whom?
To one of the charities, I imagine. I can't even recall.
Did your mother ever talk to you about the book?
All the time. She loved it. She would tell me things.
What things?
I don't remember.
Try.
I told you, it was so long ago.
Do the best you can.
Do you know anything about Benjamin Franklin?
Well, yes, sure.
I remember reading something by him. It was a perfect description of the way things were between my mother and me. He said, silver-toed mothers have leaden-heeled daughters. Do you understand what that means?
Oh, yes. It counts for a considerable percentage of my practice. All right, for now, go home and relax.
How can I relax?
and try to remember. Is there a Mr. Dunstan who owns the shop?
There never was. I'm Miss Dunstan.
Oh.
Now, I've had this place for 63 years.
Well, Miss Dunstan, I realize this is somewhat unusual, but I would like to ask you about a book.
Fire away.
Now, this is a very old book, published, I'd imagine, around the beginning of the last century.
Well, what's the name of it?
I think the name is Tabitha.
Tabitha? Well, I know I don't have it in stock.
Do you know anything at all about it? Would there be some kind of catalog listing all the books that were ever published in this country?
Well, let's see what we can find. Oh, you can tell I haven't opened this reference volume in years. Oh, stand back a little, or you'll inhale some of this dust.
Is there anything in it?
S-T... Oh, and here it is. T-S... Tabitha.
You found it.
Tabitha, romantic novel by Elizabeth Dalrymple, 309 pages, published in 1814 by Slocum and Moresby, 81 Park Place.
Is there any way I could get a copy?
Well, from whom? Slocum and Moresby? I think they went out of business 100 years ago.
Would a volume still be around?
I doubt it. Of course, we could advertise. Tabitha. I wonder what that story was about. Oh, do you know how many millions of books have been published since 1814? Oh, it terrifies me to think about it.
I think it may have been bought here once.
By whom? If I could remember the buyer, it might open up a whole chain
of... Mrs. Riding.
Mrs. Riding. Give me a minute. Oh, yes, indeed. I have her nicely now.
What can you tell me about her?
Helena Riding. She came in here quite often. Oh, yes, she loved old books, especially romances, even trashy ones. Now I remember. Tabitha. Trashiest one of them all.
Who was Tabitha?
Well, she was one of those heroines who start life as a barmaid and hop in and out of better beds until they make a splash in society. See, that's the upswing, and then comes the downswing, and then back they fall into the gutter.
And this was Mrs. Riding's heroine?
Well, yes. She claimed that Tabitha was in revolt against the tyranny that held women down in those days. Oh, she was a good customer, though, poor Mrs. Riding.
Why do you say poor?
Well, she and her husband, they died in a fire.
Oh.
Oh, yes, it was in the papers. They were asleep, and there was some kind of explosion in their basement. Oh, the whole place went up.
What kind of explosion?
Well, they had a gas heater, a boiler, some sort of thing like that, and it just went up. Well, I remember they died. But the firemen were able to save the daughter. Do you know how long I'm going back now? Oh, over 20 years.
Miss Dunstan, do you remember anything else about the book? Is there perhaps a character named Spencer Whitlow?
Oh, I never really read it. No, just leafed through it. Besides, it's the kind of book that some reviewers would call eminently forgettable.
Miss Riding.
Yes, Doctor.
You told me that your parents died many years ago, but you didn't tell me how.
Well, why is that important? What do they have to do with all this, anyway?
You didn't tell me that they had died in a fire.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I didn't mean it.
What are you saying, Miss Riding?
I
wasn't aware that anyone ever thought it was your fault.
I don't know what got into me.
Was it your fault, Miss Riding?
No.
Tell me about it.
There's nothing to tell.
How can it even be construed as your fault? Miss Riding, how can I help you if you...
It was an accident.
What was an accident?
The fire.
Then how could it be your fault?
They were mine.
Yes? What was yours, Tabitha?
Don't call me Tabitha. I hate that name.
Do you hate the name?
Yes. We would sit around in the evening. I would always be home. My mother would always ask me. She would keep asking me.
Why are you always home, my dear?
And I'd never say anything. Because my father would always answer for
me. She's home, obviously, because she doesn't want to go out on dates.
And that would start the two of them off.
But dates are not important.
They should be to a young girl.
Well, she should be trying her wings, dancing, painting, music.
Oh, come now. She should be running around with a crowd of kids her age, having fun. She should be playing tennis and golf and go sailing and skiing.
Well, why don't we send her to study in Paris? Wouldn't you like that, my dear?
No, Mother.
She's got good sense. Now, where do you want to go to college?
State Tech.
And what can you study at State Tech?
Engineering.
A daughter of mine is going to become an engineer?
You see, Doctor, I couldn't get along with either of them. I couldn't be an all-American girl for Daddy, and I couldn't be a painter, pianist, ballerina for Mother. I turned to science for solace. Almost, you might say, in self-defense.
The chemicals.
Yes, I had a laboratory in the basement. I did experiments. I'll never know if the furnace blew up because of some mishap beyond our control, or if it was all activated by some of my chemicals. No one will ever know.
But you feel guilty?
Yes.
Now then, where does Spencer Whitlow enter the picture?
Spencer Whitlow?
And why should you want to kill him?
How many times must I tell you? I don't want to kill him. It's this person that's possessing him.
Miss Riding, you are that person. You yourself.
No.
Think, Miss Riding. Think. And we will talk again tomorrow. Yes?
Miss Dunstan is on the phone.
Miss Dunstan? Oh, yes, yes. Put her on, please. Miss Dunstan?
Hello, Doctor.
How are you?
Oh, just prime for 80, wouldn't you say so?
Absolutely.
Now, you asked me to think about that book, Tabitha, and you mentioned the name Spencer Whitlow.
Yes.
Well, reconstructing the story, I recall he was the villain. He's the one that kills Tabitha.
Together. Or is it? We are either moving closer or further away from our solution. What we have here is an invention that is taking place in the human mind. And despite what anyone may tell you, that is completely unknown territory. But we shall explore it in Act 3 presently. There is what the psychiatrist and psychologist and other gentry of that discipline are pleased to call the subconscious. The subconscious is a churning, boiling, bubbling cauldron that is constantly in a state of agitation. Most of the time, the activity is contained within its boundaries, and we are completely unaware of it. However, on occasion, it explodes and overflows. Then, well, then, look out.
Miss Dunstan, you're saying that Spencer Whitlow is the villain of the novel Tabitha?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I recall. He was the dashing, good-for-nothing, handsome villain.
Oh.
But you see, she, Tabitha, she sells her virtue. I mean, she keeps on selling it even after it's long gone, to further his career. Do you follow this?
Yes, I do.
Oh, he's an awful person.
But what happens?
Well, he becomes established, rich, famous, secure, but she falls from grace back into the gutter. Understand?
Yes.
Well, she wants him to make her his wife. After all, he did promise to make her his wife. Well, you know what these promises are worth.
Oh, yes.
He laughs at her. Besides, he's engaged to marry the daughter of the wealthiest man in the country. She says she'll kill him first. He rides her down. You know, he's on horseback.
I see.
Well, that's how she dies. Well, I hope I've been of help.
You were, Miss Dunstan. Thank you.
Yes, Doctor?
Miss Travers, I want you to stay with Miss Riding for a while. Live in her apartment. Keep an eye on her. It's very important.
Yes, Doctor.
Now, she's due here shortly. I'll explain it to her.
Yes, sir.
And if she has a seizure, call me immediately.
Yes, Doctor.
I have no objection to your nurse staying with me.
She'll be able to keep track of you.
I'm terrified. I have a feeling I'm going to experience one of those things tonight. Can't we do anything to stop it?
Tabitha of the novel wants to kill Spencer Whitlow. Do you know why?
No.
I do. See, in the book, he kills her.
Oh.
She wants him to keep his promise to marry her. Instead, he simply rides her down with his horse.
Yes, I remember.
You remember?
I remember now. Mother used to read that part to me.
That's why you get those pains when Tabitha of the novel is in control of your body. You were badly injured.
But why? Why does it happen? Who's Tabitha of the novel to me?
You have great feelings of guilt. You caused the death of your parents.
I don't know if that's true. It didn't have to be my fault.
But it could be true. Couldn't it?
Yes.
You didn't like your mother?
That isn't true.
It isn't? What do you remember most about your mother? That novel, that trashy romantic novel. Why did your mother name you Tabitha?
She wanted me to be like that silly heroine.
Perhaps she wanted to be the heroine.
But why am I being possessed by Tabitha?
That we may never know.
Can't it be that Tabitha of the novel is a living creature?
Can it be? How?
Well, suppose the author had created... Oh, no, I'd better not say it. But I will. Maybe her spirit lives and is searching for a body, and mine is vulnerable.
Do you realize what you're saying?
Yes.
And you're an engineer. You're rational, practical.
But I'm still my mother's daughter. Flighty, romantic.
Really?
I keep it under control, I assure you. Rigid control. But, Doctor, what are we going to do? I can't live this way.
Perhaps Spencer Whitlow can help us.
Spencer Whitlow? I told you, I don't even know who he is.
Have you ever tried to find out?
I wouldn't even know how to go about it.
There is a Spencer Whitlow in the phone book. The only one. I'd like to talk with him.
About what, Doctor? About what?
Won't you have a chair, Doctor?
Oh, thank you. It's good of you to see me, Mr. Whitlow.
You're a psychiatrist.
Yes, yes, I am.
None of them were ever able to help me. I've gone to so many.
Have you?
Well, you see, I don't get along with people.
Why not?
I suppose I just don't have the knack. All my life I've been awkward, ill at ease with others. But I've adjusted to it. I have a job where I don't have to have anything to do with people.
What sort of job?
I'm a computer programmer, analyst. Anyhow, what is there I can do for you, Doctor? You said it could be a matter of life and death.
Yes. I need you. You, alone, all the people in this city. And for one reason only. Your name happens to be Spencer Whitlow.
What does that have to do with anything?
A character named Spencer Whitlow is, was the villain of a long-forgotten romantic novel. Oh, really? I'd like to read it.
I don't know if you could ever find a copy. But I can give you a chance to rewrite it.
I don't understand.
You see, I have a patient, a rather attractive woman, who, for reasons of her own, thinks she's being possessed by the spirit of the heroine of this novel.
Really? Why?
In the novel, Spencer betrays her, and then he kills her.
That's a villainous thing to do.
Now, my patient is obsessed by the spirit of the heroine and is seeking Spencer in order to have her revenge.
What sort of revenge?
She wants to kill him.
Murder?
That is the situation. I really have no right to ask you to do anything. When she is in the grip of one of these spells or illusions, call them whatever you will, she can be quite dangerous. Could you help her?
How?
By being Spencer Whitlow.
But I am Spencer Whitlow.
I mean, the Spencer Whitlow of the book.
I don't think I understand.
The next time she's possessed, we'll bring her to you.
To me?
You see, she wants to kill you.
And you mean to let her do it?
No. Of course not. But why does she want to kill Spencer Whitlow?
Well, as you told it, because he killed her.
Why did he kill her? Because he had jilted her, he didn't want to marry her. But suppose he gives her no reason to kill him, no reason to hate him. Suppose he agrees to marry her.
Do you want me to marry this lady?
Just agree to it.
But isn't that the same
as... Agree. In the character of the Spencer Whitlow of the novel.
Oh.
And when she comes here, she will be the Tabitha of the novel. You will be the Spencer. And when she confronts you to demand that you keep your promise, just say, yes, Tabitha, yes. I will marry you. And then?
Yes, Doctor. And then?
That will break the spell. The demon that is destroying her will be exorcised. And she will resume her normal life, free of fear. Will you cooperate? No, I don't have the right to ask. Actually, I couldn't blame you if you were to say, Doctor, if this woman threatens my life, regardless of her motives or her mental state, I'll have her arrested.
You know what? This is an adventure. I never in my life ever had an adventure.
Hello?
Doctor.
Oh, yes, Miss Travis.
I think it's starting. Whatever it is, I think it's starting.
I'm on my way. Try to keep her there as long as you can. Miss Travis.
Out of my way, Grandpa.
What did you do to my nurse?
We had an argument. She lost.
Miss Travis, are you all right?
She's all right. I didn't hit her that hard. Now get out of my way.
Where are you going?
None of your business. Get out of my way. You see this pistol?
This time it isn't loaded.
It makes a good club. Now stand aside.
How do you expect to find him?
Find who?
You know who. Spencer Whitlow.
I'll find him.
I could help you find him.
Do you know where he is?
Yes.
Well, take me there. And I promise you, you won't be sorry.
Let me have the pistol.
No.
Then we don't go.
Take it. I can kill him with my bare hands. He better be here.
He will be.
How do I know this isn't a trick on his part? He'll shoot me as I walk in.
Trust me.
My head hurts. I can't even think anymore. But I still know enough to kill him.
Hello. Come in.
Come in, you spy, informer.
I didn't do anything.
You turned me over to the judge.
No, I didn't. Why would I do that?
So you could marry her. She's got all that money. Why is she better than me?
She isn't. Believe me, she isn't.
But you're going to marry her.
No, I'm not.
Don't lie to me. You've done nothing but lie to me since that cursed day we met. Well, you're not going to kill me. Not this time.
Why would I want to kill you?
Because you know you can only marry her over my dead body.
Tell her, Spencer. Tell her. Tell her. Oh, yes. Tabitha, I don't want to marry her.
You're lying again.
No, I want to marry
you. I'll kill you first. What did you say?
I want to marry you, Tabitha. I love you.
You love me? Spencer, this is the first time you ever said you love me.
Is it?
Oh, Spencer, I never knew you loved me. I wanted you to say it. Oh, how I wanted you to say it. Say it again, Spencer.
I love you.
Doctor?
Yes?
Where are we? What are we doing here?
Are you all right?
Yes, of course. I'm perfectly all right.
Good.
As a matter of fact, I never felt better in my life. Who is this gentleman?
This is Mr. Spencer Whitlow.
Oh.
It seems that Mr. Spencer Whitlow and Miss Tabitha of the novel have straightened out their problems.
Have they?
And I believe this will be the last we will ever hear of them.
Yes, good riddance. It was really a very silly book.
I'm very glad to meet you, Miss Tabitha.
How do you do?
May I offer you a drink?
Oh, I don't indulge in...
No, neither do I. A soft drink, of course.
Well, thank you.
Doctor?
Would you excuse me? I'm sure I have a waiting room filled with patients.
At this hour of the night?
Who knows when the telephone will ring?
Yes. That's true.
But I'm very sure that the next time it does, it won't be you at the other end. Good night.
Good night.
Yes, Doctor. Good night.
His phone rings, and as they say sometimes, it seems to be ringing off the wall. But it's never Tabitha. She has evidently exorcised her demon. What did happen? Was there a future for Tabitha and Spencer? Probably. Nature always takes its course, especially when we chart it for her. I shall chart my return shortly. What happens to them? To all those characters from novels and plays? Do they live on past the last stage, the final curtain? You know they do. Isn't Scrooge still alive? And Huck Finn? And Sherlock Holmes? Don't they have greater reality than people we see all around us on the street? Anyone we've encountered, whether it be in fiction or in life, has made an impact on our psyche, for better or for worse. But always, forever. Our cast included Kim Hunter, Bernard Grant, Carol Tritel, and Louis Turenne. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tammy Grimes inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the car. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Francis Witherington. The recording engineer was John Jessup.